This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up anything at 855-453. The live Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can create the content of the site. You submit show prep, stuff that you might think we'd like to talk about on the air. So if you want to hear discussed, you can submit it. And then other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike said ideas or links or, you know, YouTube videos, news stories, blog posts. You just submit it there and then it's all votable. And then we might just talk about it on the radio waves. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll free at 855-453. And also you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So apparently the protests were going on last night, continuing. There have been days of protests in various different cities around the country. Berkeley, California was the site of rubber bullets and tear gas being utilized to disperse people who were protesting the violence of the police. So, you know, they went out to protest the violence of the police and were given a good dose of some of that very violence that they were protesting. Protests turned violent as officers used rubber bullets, flashbang grenades, and tear gas, according to RT.com, in a tense standoff with demonstrators demanding justice. The scene in this liberal college town remained chaotic Saturday night as reports of injured protesters at the hands of the police were emerging. Protesters took to the streets to express their anger over a series of high-profile incidents involving the death of black Americans at the hands of white police officers, all of whom were cleared of any wrongdoing by the courts. According to police, some of the protesters were the ones taking to more violent methods of expression.
I wouldn't doubt that there's some violent protesters, and I wouldn't doubt that there were some agents provocateur.
Some undercover cops acting like they're protesters.
Well, you know, sorry to tell you, but some major protests in U.S. history, it's been proven that this is the case.
Yes.
Certainly in Kent State.
A small portion of protesters have been violent, according to the spokesbureaucrat.
It's hard for me to trust an organization that has been guilty of doing something like this in the past. So I don't know. I'm just, at this point, I tend to be biased.
Well, we don't know if the Berkeley police have been guilty of doing this in the past, but certainly the police in general have been known
police
to
in
do
this country.
Yeah.
And if it was going on at Kent State, I can't tell you what organization was involved in the agents, was setting up the agents provocateur, but, you know, I would guess it would be the federal government.
According to police bureaucrats, protesters were throwing rocks and other projectiles at their officers. Some officers suffered minor injuries as a result. And, of course, as soon as somebody chucks a rock or a bottle or something like that at a police officer,
that's when the tear gas and the beanbags come out.
Right. That justifies more violence or it justifies an eruption of violence on the part of the police, which, of course, the theory is behind these, you know, agents provocateur, the idea being that, well, you know, if one of them dresses up like a protester and then the agent provocateur chucks a bottle toward the police, then the police will just crack down. That's their excuse to get violent. And the idea is that they want to get violent, that this is, you know, exciting for the police, that they get off on, you know, taking out protesters, shooting them up with these rubber bullets and all that. You know, they're not actually shooting them with real bullets, so there's not as much risk, although every now and then somebody loses an eye and, you know, that kind of thing. It is dangerous to some extent, but the police...
All the toys that you don't get to play with come out.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say that I think every police officer thinks this, but...
No, but there was the video, Mark, as you may recall, from years ago now. I don't know if it was the Democratic National Convention or what the hell was going on, or G20 or something like that. Something was happening in, I think it was Miami, and I'm sure you can easily find this video out there, but of a lady who was an attorney who happened to be coming through the area to go to some kind of meeting, and she just decided that she was going to join the protesters just because she was inspired by it. She did that. She grabbed a sign and was shot up by police with, I think it was rubber bullets.
Yeah.
And then later on, what surfaced, it was bad enough. Like, the video was pretty bad of this woman just kind of cowering and holding the sign to try to block the assault from the police officers. And, you know, nice dressed lady wearing a nice red business kind of dress. She didn't look like a dangerous person that needed to be shot.
They shot her in the forehead, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Did he knock her out?
No, but I imagine that was fairly painful.
I imagine left quite a welt.
Later, the video comes out of sort of the powwow session the cops had afterwards. You know, the decompression report kind of, here's what happened afterwards session. And in that session, one of the cops makes a joke about shooting the woman in the red dress and how essentially pleasurable it was to shoot that lady. And yeah. I forget what the exact statement was.
They were high-fiving and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the whole crowd. I mean, it was a crowd of cops that was having this meeting, and it was just a jubilant occasion, the memory of shooting this woman. Hey, remember that lady in the red dress? You know, as though it was just so fun to do that.
What's hard about a situation like that for me is that I've done a lot of covering for police on this show, and I've gotten tired of it. Frankly, because when you're in a big situation like that and people are yucking it up, it's really difficult to believe that there's the good cop on the riot squad.
Yeah.
Where's the good cop and why aren't they standing up?
Right. Why didn't the good cop that was standing in seemed to be a large group of maybe, you know, 30 to 50 cops in that video, why didn't the good cop say, hey, guys, you know, that's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to talk about that, to take such pleasure from the pain of others.
They're supposed to be. I mean, what they're hired to do is to be these sort of paladins of truth and justice. And in my mind, a paladin for truth and justice is going to stand up whenever the... Because they're the heroes, right? Like, that's the term that's used. Mm-hmm. It's lobbied. It's bandied about. A hero would have stood up in that situation and said, I can't believe you, Captain.
Right.
I can't believe you would laugh about that. We're serving these people. Even if we have to use now and then rubber bullets to put down some violent protesters, we serve those protesters. And the way you're laughing about shooting this woman in the forehead, it is despicable. I can't believe I work with any of you. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. Now, while you're at it, go write yourselves up a disciplinary report.
So we're going to continue here because I've actually got a statement. I just wanted to set the stage here. These protests, they are continuing, and it's not just in Berkeley. That's just where some of it got a little hectic last night. I'll post the RT story. There's lots of tweets and videos and things like that that'll kind of clue you into what happened. But there's a piece written by Reddit Hudson, who's a former cop at the Washington Post, talking about his experience, because I've said for years on this program that I believe there's racism within the, you know, a lot of the police departments in the United States, and that I think that this really shines a light on some of that, because he experienced it as an officer. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. We have Donnie listening in North Carolina. Donnie, you're on Free Talk Live. Donnie. Do we have Donnie? Donnie in North Carolina going once? Donnie in North Carolina going twice. We may be having some technical difficulties. I'll put Donnie back on hold, and we'll see if we can get them on the line here shortly. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here also on Skype. We're going to try Alma listening in Tallahassee. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live. Yeah, I would say there are definitely some technical difficulties, given the two calls in a row we're not coming up. So we'll continue here with the story from the Washington Post. The headline says, being a cop showed me just how racist and violent the police are.
Now,
there's only one fix.
Yeah, hold on. I want to hear the article, but I want to say that something's happening in America right now. I don't know what is going to be the result, but there is a lot of, I mean, things that weren't going on 2 or 3 years ago are going on. Like, police are being held, people want to hold police to account. And I have to say that what I believe the reason for this is all of the video. All the video that's been coming out of the way the police have been acting in this situation or that situation, yes, I will absolutely agree that a few of these situations have been racially motivated, but they're, well, not racially motivated, but there's sort of racial overtones in them, I guess is what I want to say. But I think that what the results are going to be is police accountability for everybody, not just one class of people.
Police accountability for everybody.
Well, everybody's going to... We're going to see more police accountability. I don't know what that is. Is it going to be cameras? Is it, I don't know. But right. The public's clamoring for it.
Let's come back with more here. We'll give you the thoughts of one former officer on his experience as a cop. This is Free Talk Live.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from personalcreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 6767.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. They're all completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
So I recently had the opportunity to listen to a piece of audio theater so incredible that I just couldn't believe that this was produced audio only. I mean, it sounds for all the world like the the track from a movie. It's that good. It has big name actors in it: Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, James Cosmo from Braveheart, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia. You can't get much more credible than that. It's called In Freedom's Cause, and it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. The story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. The children in your life are going to love it. It's family friendly. It has a study guide. In fact, it's a real crash course in the study of the struggle for freedom. In freedomscause.com, we have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. If you use coupon code FTL, you can get a family four-pack of CDs for half price. So I want to make it clear that this audio is great for kids, but you're going to learn something, too. I mean, everybody's going to learn something. This is an incredible story, and it's complete, and you'll walk away understanding what happened in the situation of William Wallace. In freedomscause.com, you save half off. It's 50% off. In freedomscause.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we're going to continue the discussion here. I've got an article written by a former cop, published in the Washington Post, talking about the racism that I've been saying for a long time has been present in many police departments. We'll get into that here in a moment, but I believe the phones are operational. There was a technical difficulty on our network side a moment ago. We're going to give another shot here. Alma is on the line in Tallahassee. Alma, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
We have you now. Go ahead.
All right, Ian and Mark. One quick thing. On NBC Meet the Press this morning, it was titled "The Future Policing in America, the 21st Century Task Force," and that it was to be made up in 90 days, and they call it a very positive change. We love the word change, reinforming the law enforcement. We like change here.
So wait. They were saying that they're going to reform law enforcement in 90 days?
In 90 days. Yes.
It's a magical potion. We're just going to make everything better.
Yes, and what is better?
Alakazam.
That's crazy.
What were you watching? Where was this?
It was on NBC Meet the Press. I hate those shows, but I watch because they slip up constantly. You know, because it's all formatted, but they do slip up. But nobody watches it. They presume nobody does, but I'll watch it just to see what's going on. But 90 days.
Do you believe it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's too much going on right now with the race card and all of that. Something's going down. Something bad's coming down.
I'm not going to predict the future. I don't know what's going to happen, but it seems like the idea that you're going to change police forces in America in 90 days, how are you going to do that? We're going to have another course?
They've done started it before 90 days. They started years ago.
Wait, they started what years ago?
They probably started this years ago.
They're not going to be changing anything.
Well, almost claiming that perhaps they're going to, that we're going to have some kind of real declared police state.
I think we're going to have military. You know, Obama said, my army, a real civilian army. You know,
that's a scary thing. You're right. That's a scary old quote from Barack Obama from the 2008
change,
campaign.
All right.
Hey, Alma, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Remember that, Mark, when they were doing the...
Yeah, he wanted a civilian police force that was as big, as strong...
As well-funded.
And as well-funded. As big, as powerful, and as well-funded as the military. And...
Like, that would be essentially a huge expansion of what is basically like the Peace Corps, the Citizen Corps, the Oldsters Corps. They had these ideas for what was called national service. And this was what his proposal was wrapped in, was this idea of national service.
Right.
And it hasn't actually come up on our radar for a few years here on Free Talk Live, this national service program that was proposed, I think it was 2008, because I remember it was John McCain and Barack Obama.
Yeah.
They both went to some sort of event, which was, I don't know if it was a debate or whatever it was, but there was some kind of like summit or something where they both kind of spoke in favor of this national service program. The idea that
I love big government. No, I love big government.
Right.
Whoa. I love it so much. I want to create a new civilian police force that's as big, as powerful, and as well funded as the military. You know where we spend 50%
of. I think police was the word. Was police the word? It was just like a civilian force. It was like a civilian. It was not the same as police.
It made me think of Homeland Security, but it didn't. I really don't have a good term. I can't remember. I mean, I can't remember the quote.
Yeah, I mean, it basically would be a force of civilian tools for the state. They would do whatever it is that they were tasked with doing, as I understand it. So the whole national security thing, I don't know when we're going to – I imagine it's going to raise its ugly head again at some point. I'm surprised we haven't continued to hear about it. It was getting the backing of various different mega corporations, and the idea was that it was somehow like volunteering. And that's what they were trying to equate it to.
Well, actually, they made it sound – volunteering sound pathetic compared to this. I remember some of the things they were saying was sort of to the effect that it was – you know, volunteering's great and everything, but you don't really serve until you work for the government.
For the government. Yeah, it was pretty sick stuff. We can talk more about that, but would rather talk to you about what's on your mind. Alan is listening in North Dakota to KTGO. Hello, Alan.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, welcome.
Interesting thing that I told your screener, there's been a lot of hoopla about the recent deaths at the hands of law enforcement. A couple of years ago, a U.S. Marine veteran of multiple deployments to the Middle East, honest man, worked the night shift at the Asarco mine in Arizona, and his wife had some family members killed by home invaders a couple of years prior to that, and the SWAT team broke into his house with one of their no-knock warrants, no announcement warrants. The wife had woke him up because he had been on night shift, and it was like 9 a.m., because she saw a man on their porch with a gun. Thinking home invasion, he picked up his rifle. The SWAT team shot him 36 times.
Wow.
His weapon was still on safe. He never even took his weapon off safe, and he was shot 36 times.
And what was the purported reason the SWAT team was there in the first place?
Yeah, I can't remember this one. It was like a wrong address or something?
Theoretically, a drug raid.
Oh, man.
And they found nothing. They found nothing, and the judge ruled it a justifiable shooting. And it was a Marine, a former Marine named Jose Guarina. And where is the uproar about that?
Well, there's story after story. There was a kid earlier this year that was killed.
This man was shot 36 times.
There's so many stories. There's a lot of outrage about a lot of these things, and it's just that just now it seems to be coming to a head. But these stories have been going on for years, and I thank you for sharing that story, Alan. I appreciate the call tonight. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Sunday edition of the program. We will, of course, take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You just dial in toll-free to bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, former police officer speaks out against the racism that he experienced when he was a police officer. So, again, validating the particular editorial viewpoint that I tend to take on this program, that cops have a tendency in a lot of places to be racist. And so we'll continue with, or we'll get into that, actually. We haven't even scratched the surface of it. We're taking your calls as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can connect with us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. As we go and continue here, we'll talk to Dale, but first I want to let you know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and it encrypts your online data, meaning that your internet service provider that is probably right now snooping on the websites that you visit, maybe keeping logs of those sites for up to 5 years in some cases, your internet service provider will be in the dark. You'll still be using their service, It's just that ProXPN will be encrypting your data, so the ISP won't be able to read it anymore, and nor will anyone else. If you're at a coffee shop and you're using ProXPN on your laptop or your cell phone, they won't know what you're doing either online. So it's a great level of privacy that you can bring to your surfing at proxpn.com/FTL, and it's free to download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users' setup's a little different, but it's actually pretty easy to do. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. When you're ready to upgrade to get to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access privately torrent. You can privately torrent with their premium account, plus get past regionally blocked websites. You do it all for 50% off their annual account price by using code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50, as in 50% off. It brings the price down to around $5 a month. You can save even more by paying with Bitcoin and using code FTLBTC. That gets you 62% off the price of the annual account there. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And remember, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. So don't wait. Go check it out. Again, you can start for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget the codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Dale is with us in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dale.
Hey, what's up, Ian? What's up, Mark?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, the one thing that I find as an observer of the situation, you know, with the police shootings and everything, is most people seem to state their situation as an exclusive thing rather than inclusive. Because you're right, it's happening from coast to coast. And as soon as people truly realize it, that what they are experiencing is not just a isolated thing. It's not something, you know, like you have to try to one-up somebody by the number of bullet holes or anything like that. That's when things can truly mold together to move forward to try to change things.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why that there's so much outrage now, it's just coincidence. I mean, there's been story after story of people who've been abused by the police, and, you know,
it's a preponderance of the stories, right, in my opinion.
Well, viral videos, but these have been building for years. Why
yes.
did it? Why was it Ferguson? Why was it Garner? I think the Garner thing was pretty bad, right? Like, that one was on video, and that's is about
the
as
Michael
bad
Brown
as
thing can. Seems like it's you know, sort of a less righteous situation, but there's a story from RawStory.com reported today that the grand jury in that situation got bad in information.
Oh, really?
So now it's been admitted by the state attorney. So now what do we do? I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, so just the fact that it's happening now doesn't mean that these things shouldn't have happened before. It's just for whatever reason it took until now for the protesters to hit the streets and to get motivated. And, you know, why it is now versus 2 years ago, I don't know. These things have been going on forever. But Dale, go ahead with your thoughts.
The next thing, you know, we'll know it has reached the tipping point when we start seeing, you know, the shooting, with the names of the victims, you know, with the scene, with the Celine Dion soundtrack behind, you know, this person was shot, you know, and all that. That's what will reach the tipping point, because it's actually going to take a very concerted effort from all points. I mean, it's not a protest here and a protest there is not going to solve it. It's
of course not.
It's going to have to take a grassroots from the bottom up, and it's not just black folks getting shot and beat up.
Ooh.
It's white folks and brown folks. They are all getting abused by the police state.
Don't forget the dogs. I mean, the poor dogs, man, they're really getting shot. I mean, worse than anybody.
The thing, you can probably easier get arrested for disturbing the peace, you know, probably just by standing there and pretty much breaking wind when you're standing around one. They'll arrest you for that. You know, that's how you disturb the peace, and they can get away with it because, like you've been saying for years, when you go into a courtroom, it's two against one when you walk in the door. I mean, it's the cops and the prosecutor. And basically the judge, nobody's on your side but your attorney, and you had to pay him to be on your side.
Yeah. Yeah, the system's crazy, and it's stacked against the defendants. I also agree with you that the protests aren't going to go anywhere. I mean, ultimately, I don't think they're going to lead to anything constructive. I think that protests are good for the protesters because it's good to get out and get your feelings out and network with people. Maybe that'll lead to something different happening if you can create connections with people that you hadn't previously connected with before. And I think protests are good for that. Protests are good for getting the word out about something to people. But to see political change come out of protests is very, very unlikely. And any amount of political change that does happen will just be pandering. It'll be, some sort of citizens panel formed to advise the prosecutor about the police. And nothing will ultimately happen. If anything changes, it'll be just some sort of that little bow that'll be placed on the whole situation. I don't know how best to describe this. It'll be like this. They'll appear to do something, but it will ultimately change nothing. That's my prediction.
It will be a Band-Aid is what it will be.
Yeah, Band-Aid.
It will be a Band-Aid on a gushing wound.
Yeah, that's a good one.
For the most part, Americans are, despite being the most well-armed people on the planet, are scared for some reason.
Yeah, they're pretty docile.
Well, that's what they've been trained to do. I mean, they've been going to government schools for decades. Generations of Americans have been trained to believe in the government and that they feel like they need to have the state. And of course, they're afraid of the police, especially people who've dealt with the police before. If they've had their friends or family members arrested and gone through the court system, it's an intimidating, scary experience that's designed to wear you real thin and make you want to just get it all over with and, go ahead and take the plea deal. And, of course, the more people take the plea deal, the more that encourages them to keep arresting folks. And it's just a nasty cycle of violence.
97%, I've seen the number of people who take a plea deal rather than taking it to court. Now, I know that I've been using a 99% number. I just want to clear that up. That 99% includes the people who have their charges dismissed. So 99%, more than 99% of arrests do not make it to court. But now I found a number for plea deals, and it's about 97%. Mm-hmm. And the people that do take it to court, two-thirds of them are found guilty.
Yeah.
So apparently what we are to believe is that our police and prosecutors are right 99% of the time, which is really awesome because I can't pull that off, and I haven't really met anybody else who's that good at this. But these people who mistakes for them result in people spending months or years in prison, they're right 99% of the time.
Or executed.
Yeah, that's true too.
Dale, any final thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Hey, y'all just keep it up. Y'all have a blessed new year and a great holiday season.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free line. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We'll approve it. And then once that is approved, you can just easily call us on Skype. Get on, sound great. Now, Reddit Hudson, he's a former police officer. He's now working for the NAACP and chairs the board of the Ethics Project. He has spoken out about his time as a police officer. He says that being a cop showed him just how racist and violent the police are. He was on the inside. So we'll get that story here out to you, and you can share your thoughts with us. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're doing the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The knowledge of the ancients, pride and truth. food, trusted herbs, and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we'll share with you the words of a former cop who is now speaking out about corruption, not just corruption, violence and racism within police departments in the United States, at least within the department for which he worked. We'll share his story here in a moment. And he is, he appears to be a black man. He works for the NAACP. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Joining you, it's Ian
and Mark.
Let's go to Dave in New York first, however. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave in New York, going once.
Happy holiday.
Hi, Dave. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I am still mad about that leech out in Alaska. I plan on going out there and teaching him a lesson. I'm going to go out there sometime in January or February. I'm going to find him, and I'm going to make him actually work for a living. I'm going to take everything away that he has, and I'm going to make him actually work for a living. I do not.
Well, hold on a second, Dave. You're talking about, is this the guy you've been complaining about the last two times you called the show, the YouTube blogger?
Yes, or V-logger? I do not like him. His name is Corey Williams, and I do not.
What's his YouTube channel?
It's I don't know, something by Keller or whatever something. You know,
you know what it is. What's the YouTube channel? Come on.
It's dude like hella. And every
dude
time,
like hella. All right, so don't pretend like you don't know because you're obsessed with this guy. You are obsessed with him, right?
No, I'm not. Like, every time I see him posting on YouTube or Facebook or whatever.
Wait a minute.
You're calling a nationally syndicated radio program about this guy that I have never heard of.
You're calling.
I really don't think you can claim to be anything but obsessed about him.
Not only are you calling this national radio show to complain about this guy, which ultimately gives him more publicity, you're complaining about him. You called previously to say that you think he's on welfare and that he's a leech and that he hasn't worked a day in his life. And
he never worked. He never had a job.
Now you're saying you're going to go to Alaska. You live in Poughkeepsie, New York. You're going to fly to Alaska to do
to fly
something
out there.
And what's your plan
out there?
How are you gonna
going
him?
To
find him?
What?
How are you going to find the guy?
It's not that hard. I'm going to find him, and I'm going to actually make him work for a living. I'm going to make him work for maybe $5 or $10 an hour to actually do something, maybe cutting down trees, chopping wood, chopping logs, anything
and
I can.
And, Dave, how do you plan on making him do that? Are you going to hold him at knife point, gun point?
I'm going to find him, and I'm going to actually make him work for a living. If he wants to have his cameras or his house or car or whatever, he's going to have to earn it like a regular person, like you, like me, like Mark, like your co-hosts, whoever.
Hey, Dave, I got news for you. I don't cut down trees. I host a radio show.
I cut down trees.
You don't do it for a living, though, Mark.
No.
You do it for a hobby. Now, we host a radio show.
I got a still, buddy. It's more than a hobby.
A what?
A still.
Yeah, but making videos is not a job. It's a hobby. Like you said, cutting
but he gets
is
paid
a hobby
for it. Why shouldn't you get, but why shouldn't, if you can get paid for your hobby and you can make a living off of doing your hobby, why shouldn't you do that?
Making videos is not a job. It's a hobby. He's a hobbyist. He is a
Did you understand my question? I mean, I asked a question, and you did not seem to really process it. Understand my question?
What's the question?
If you could make... Okay, what's your hobby, Dave?
Apparently calling radio shows.
Besides that.
With ridiculous scenarios.
What is your hobby? And when you're not calling a radio show, what's your hobby? What do you do?
I'm actually out, helping the public. I volunteer.
You volunteer where?
Helping.
I volunteer. I do anything I can to volunteer.
What do you do? Give me an example of a volunteer effort that you've involved yourself in recently.
I volunteer with the homeless. I help out the homeless. You know, there was recently a coat thing where people needed coats for the wintertime. I helped with that.
That's pretty nice. Now, it's pretty hard to really make a living off of helping the homeless, but there are some people who have charities and they get paid to run the charity. I mean, do you think it's wrong to get paid to help the homeless?
I'm going to go out to Alaska and I'm going to find him.
Have you priced out the tickets yet?
Not yet, but I plan to.
Okay.
I'm going out there in January.
So you picked up the phone. To call us, but you don't even know what it costs to fly there. I'm going to guess you'll spend $600. And that's assuming he lives right by the airport. In Alaska, man, there's flights
You're
from
in
everywhere.
Eagle River, Alaska.
I have no clue where that is. That could be one of these places you have to fly a plane to get to. There's not even a lot of roads in Alaska.
So you're going to spend several hundred dollars just to go out to Alaska to try to track this guy down. You believe you can find him. And I guess guns are legal in Alaska. But what are you going to do?
You live in New York where people just don't have guns nearly as often. You're going someplace to bother this some guy who likely is armed to the teeth.
Oh, I don't know if he's armed to the teeth or not. But what are you going to do about it? I mean, how are you going to force him to work? How are you going to force him to get a job? What's your plan?
My plan? I'm going to make him actually work for a living. If you want to
make him how?
His cars or whatever.
Make him how? How will you make him do that? Why will he care about what you have to say?
Badger him and keeps repeating himself over and over again until the guy does it.
He can just close the door. if he goes to his house and says...
I do not like him at all. He is leeching off the government. He's a leech.
Dave, let's say you get to this guy's house, which is, of course, really creepy. But, you find where... Because he probably doesn't have an office, right? He's making videos in his own home, presumably.
Likely.
So you get to the guy's house.
Everywhere.
You knock on the door. He opens the door up and says, "Can I help you?" What do you say then?
I'm going to take everything away that he has, and I'm going to actually make him. I'll make him go work at McDonald's or Burger King, or make him shovel snow, cut down wood, or whatever. If he wants that, all of his play toys.
Dave, the only way you can make someone do those things, the only way you can make someone do something against their will is to use violence, use the threat of violence against them. Are you willing to do that?
No, I'm just going to actually make him work for a living.
By asking nicely? I mean, how are you going to make him do that?
I'm going to make...
That's it. I can't ask you any more times.
It's because he has no plan. He cannot answer you, Ian.
I know. I'm just looking for him to make up some sort of semblance of a plan here. I want some sort of pop...
He has a plan.
To call the show and talk about it. That's his plan.
Dave, I think... I'm talking to you guys. You guys are awesome.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the compliment, and thank you for the
compliment. Don't go to anybody's house. Please don't get shot.
Stay in New York. Don't worry about this guy in Alaska. He's just a dude with a YouTube channel. There's a million guys like him.
He's a guy who got you to get to do a 10-minute free commercial for him on national radio.
True. I got to check this guy out.
He's a genius.
What was his YouTube channel again?
The guy is a leech. I'm sick and tired of him on Facebook and on YouTube.
All right, Dave. What about your YouTube channel? What if your YouTube channel could be as popular as this guy? I mean, wouldn't you like that?
If my YouTube channel, I actually go out and do so. I don't sit around, you know. Say,
you didn't answer my question,
get
Dave.
Get rid of him, Ian.
Dave, if you want to have a conversation, we've got to have a conversation. I want to know, wouldn't you like? Because you have your own YouTube channel. It's Hudson Valley Guy NY, I believe.
Is
right?
Is there a one in there?
And there's also Hudson Valley Guy in the number one. Hudson Valley Guy videos. But
you've got five YouTube channels. If just one of your YouTube channels could have 100,000 subscribers, wouldn't you like that?
Yes.
And wouldn't that mean that you could then monetize your YouTube videos to where YouTube would begin sending you a check?
I don't like him.
It's jealousy. It's just jealousy, Dave. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Dude Like Hella has 178,000 subscribers.
Oh, my.
Not bad. You know, that's not bad at all. I think my Freakeen channel's got like 5,000 or, you know, Dave Ridley's got 7,000 or 9,000 or something like that. So, I mean, that's a lot of subscribers.
Sure is.
And, you know, you can get revenue off of a few thousand subscribers. It's probably not enough to live off of, but, you know, it might pay for your internet bill or something like that. The Dude Like Hella guy appears to be making enough money to live off of that. And that's a success story. I mean, I understand that you can be jealous of someone who's successful.
You know what this argument's about.
Do I know what argument's about?
Well, Dave's clearly upset about something.
Yeah, he's jealous about this guy.
He hasn't said why he's upset with the guy?
Well, he's claimed that the guy's on welfare.
Okay.
But
so he's got a popular channel and he's on welfare?
That's correct.
It's difficult to know. I know in Alaska, everybody gets sort of a payment once a year.
From the oil thing?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's referring to. I don't know what he's referring to, and it's not really any of my business.
I don't either. I know that, you know, I congratulate anybody who can make new media like YouTube into a paying gig. I think that's an awesome thing, and it should be encouraged.
If the welfare system allows a person who's getting a regular check from Google to collect welfare, that's a welfare problem.
Bob is in Des Moines. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hang on through the news? I want to bring you back, give you a chance to get your thoughts out, Bob.
Sure.
Stand by. More with Bob in Des Moines. Wants to know about the libertarian points of view. So we will explore that with him in moments. 855 453. That's the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.